Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Well, folks, you know what that sound means. It is just after 4 o'clock on this lovely Thursday here in Carbondale, Colorado. And you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun on KD&K, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KD&K, the best radio station this side of the Mississippi. This is your host today, James Steinler. I'm your host, and it's great to be back. It's been about 6 weeks I haven't been behind the board, and Raleigh Burley was taken over, so I'll start by thanking Raleigh Burley for taking over and hosting the show the last several weeks. And before we get into today's show, I also just want to preemptively mention a correction that will be in next week's newspaper. Parting shots were on page 27, are wonderful. They were taken of Adrian Ackerman, as well as the owners of the Crystal Theater, Bob and Kathy Ezra. But the byline at the end of that is not correct. They were not taken by Sue Gollison, but they were taken by Jane Bacharach. So we will be running correction next week. Apologies, public apologies to Jane for that mishap. And y'all know Jane Bacharach, also known as the Janerator. She's a KD&K and a Sopra Sun favorite. So thank you, Jane. Our apologies, and you'll see that correction next week. In other news, it might sound like I'm in here on my own, but that is not the case. I have on the other side of who's generally co-hosting with me or with Raleigh Burley, but today he's on the other side of things, Mr. Gus Richardson. How are you, Gus?
I am good. I am on the proverbial debate wall.
Indeed. So some of you may recognize Gus' voice from being, as I said, a regular co-host on Everything Under the Sun. And you also have probably seen his byline in the Sopra Sun newspaper. He's written several pieces. Today we get to talk about a new adventure that Gus will be partaking in, and it's quite incredible, if I do say so myself. Gus was accepted to Boston University's Summer Journalism Academy, which is pretty outstanding. So we get to talk about that today. What do you think, Gus?
That sounds just fine, Mr. James.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate that. Gus has been with the Sopra Sun for almost 2 years. He has excelled as a journalist. He has a good grasp of journalism ethics, and he's always eager to jump in and help out, even if that means helping post articles online when he's supposed to be working on one of his own articles, just because he's always ready to jump in, and he's a great team member. I know he's going to be a great team member for whatever institution he ends up with in the future. So Gus,
yes,
did you get a chance to read today's article in the Sopra Sun about you?
You know, I did, in fact. On the bus up here, I take three buses to get to here.
You do?
When I was on my first bus, I read it.
Okay, so and is that just from home? Because you're over.
I live on the highway. Yes.
Right. Okay. Three buses. Well, and a shout out to Jessica Peterson, who wrote the article and also took a lovely picture of Gus outside of the Carbondale Library. You could find the article and the photograph by Jess on page 21 of this week's Sopra Sun. So please check it out. So for our listeners, Gus, and I just actually gave a little bit of insight about this, but how long have you been an intern in the Sopra Sun's youth journalism program, and how's that been so far?
Well, we're pretty close to 2 years of me being with the program now. I joined when I was a sophomore. No, not when I was a sophomore, when I was a junior. I guess I don't know now.
I think you did join when you were a sophomore.
I think I joined when I was a sophomore, too. I got messed up because the naming of the English classes. But yeah, I joined when I was a sophomore. I was in Miss McCracken's first AP English class.
That's right.
You came in, you gave a talk, and then you took a big picture with all of us, like you were from the fire station or something.
That's fantastic.
You made some of us hold up the newspaper.
I did. I was helping out our social media skills that day. Chops.
Well, anyway, your attempt to help out your social media team did, in fact, entice me and a couple other students. It seemed like a lot from what you told me after the fact. But luckily I got in, and I've been consistently in. I haven't gotten fired and then rehired in that time. And I've been having a great time.
Well, you've been completely consistent, absolutely, really gone above and beyond. And I must say, I did have a good time pitching about the youth journalism program. That was the second year that the Soper Sun had a youth journalism program. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun at Roaring Fork High School, which is where you go to school. And we did, like you said, we did have quite a few applicants, and that was the hardest thing, was actually having to pick and choose who would be entering the program. Mm-hmm. Which we hadn't had that problem the first year because we hadn't had as many applications. So you were a shoo-in, obviously. Do you remember what you wrote in your Soper Sun application when you applied your sophomore year in 2022?
I remember the proof of work that I submitted. It was an essay I wrote about Animal Farm. I was really proud of, called like Vladimir Putin is a Pig or something. it was a fine essay. I feel like I'm better now. But do you have something in mind? Like, are you remembering something?
I do remember that essay that you submitted, and we were definitely impressed with that.
Well, and I'm just it's pretty mid essay.
You're modest.
It's like one page.
It showed that you were a critical thinker. Yeah. I remember when I read that essay. That you were willing to possibly ask some hard questions, which I think you have. Other than that sample essay that you submitted, you had written first that I'd love to write some articles and I'd like to do some photography. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, we know that you've done some photography, not just for the Soper Sun, but that's turned into kind of a hobby of yours.
It has. I took home a couple first places at our art show. I got a lot of awards for my photography. I got a little academic plaque that said I was the best photography student, including a little dog tag that says Artist of the Year.
That's fantastic. And that's all through your high school, Roaring Fork High School.
It is, yes.
Very cool. Well, congratulations for that accolade. You certainly deserve it. I enjoy the different angles and of the shots that you get for the newspaper, mm-hmm. for sure, because they're definitely unique, just like your writing style is, and we're going to get to that.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay, something else that you mentioned on your application back in August 2022 to the Soper Sun program. Don't worry, folks, we are going to talk about Boston University soon. That's the second part of the show. But we are providing a little bit of background. So, Gus, you had written on your Soper Sun application a couple years ago, responding to what would you like to see more of in local newspapers, you said high school content that interests me, showing the non-sports side of the school and its vibrant community. Let's stop there. So again, high school and content that interests me, showing the non-sports side of the school and its vibrant community. Do you feel like you've been able to achieve that somewhat?
I think definitely big somewhat.
Okay, awesome. I love
my interests and the things that I feel is important to cover has shifted over time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like talking with people at the high school. but I think that through all my coverage of youth theater and stuff like that, I've really shown like the exact opposite side. Because we've got the sports side, and it's great that the local town newspaper covers the sports side of the high school. I think it's very important. I think it's very cool. However, it's just as cool to cover all of the great youth theater that goes around here, like through the thirds. That's not right. Through the through Thunder River Company,
mm-hmm.
and Soul and the Voices program. I love the Voices program.
Yeah.
I've really appreciated getting to know all those people and getting to cover the shows that they're able to put on. And no shade to the Sopra Sun in and of itself, but I feel as though I'm making sure that such things are covered in a way that they might not be if I was not doing it.
You know, we so appreciate that you are in the halls of the school and that you're also, yes, you're following up with like youth theater, because we know that you are keeping your ear to the railroad track. I'm trying to figure out a good analogy there, but anyways, we rely on that. We certainly do. And you bring a lot of pitches to our weekly meetings every Wednesday. And, so we rely on you to be somewhat of a watchdog and for different things. You mentioned your theater reviews. It's really neat. And what I'll say is you've written quite a few theater reviews, and you have a very unique style. You really do.
Is that like a good new unique?
Oh my gosh, it is. I think what's neat about your style too, and I was thinking about this earlier today, is it's familiar. And so someone who knows your style without reading your byline would know, oh, this is written by Gus Richardson. You really paint the scene of the audience. I remember one time you mentioned that a bunch of kids had gotten in without necessarily paying the ticket price. So you just like, you add a different, like, it's like you're there and you really put people there, which I think is really special. And then you do a great job, of course, giving a little bit of insight about what the show might be.
Well, thank you. Oh. I think a big reason like why I try and do that, because I've tried to think about it, because you bring this up almost every time we talk, James Steinler. I've tried to think about it some, and I think my favorite part of being a journalist is being a bit of a quote-unquote man about the town,
mm-hmm.
and like getting to do all the stuff leading up to like the work part of journalism. So I think that that shines through, and that I want to show that to other people why that part might be fun. Like, yeah, it's cool to notice that a bunch of 10-year-olds are getting into the show without paying because nobody's stopping them, because right. It makes you feel like, you know, you're just as much of somebody who's chronicling things as I am.
Absolutely. Well, and it's a really, those interesting, fun details, I think, go a long way. But again, if you pick up a theater review by Gus Richardson, you don't have to read the byline. You know, it's you. So Gus, you've written both articles and opinion pieces for the Sopra Sun. You're a regular voice here on KD&K every week. It's no question that you've accomplished highlighting the voices of young people as well as others in the community. How have these experiences been for you so far?
I think that they've been good. I like working at the newspaper. It's not like I'm really bad at customer service. and that's mostly because people are mean now. Everybody's mean. And it's hard to want to try after enough time. So I think that that working at the Sopra Sun and also working at the radio station is really great for me, because I can make my own hours. I do a lot of school, and I'm very busy with doing a lot of school. I can do things that I'm interested in. I struggle a lot to do things that I'm not passionate about. So being able to get paid for doing things that I'm passionate about, and be able to have like a voice, a platform to share that voice, is always really fun. And I think it's really important to be a journalist, because, you know, people in the future, they aren't going to be necessarily. They won't know what the times are like unless somebody writes it down. And that'll come a lot through fiction, that'll come a lot through other sources, but it'll come mostly from journalism at the time.
Absolutely. And that's such an important part of it. I agree with you, just kind of being the keeper of the historical record, so people can look back 100 years from now, and the Soper Sun there'll be an archive, and they'll be able to read a Gus Richardson story.
Who is Gus Richardson? They'll say.
They'll know who Gus Richardson was 100 years from now, I'm sure. Okay, so some might say, and I ran this question by you before we started, but some might say that journalism is in your blood. Your mother is somewhat of a local media legend. Breeze Richardson is the executive director of Aspen Public Radio and has a really incredible reputation in journalism, in the journalism realm. Has that played a role at all in your interest in the trade?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's helped. Mm-hmm. I think I really developed the interest on my own and wanted to do it on my own through like a lot of like, oh, I really enjoy writing and I mm-hmm. really enjoy learning about people. So let's try and become a journalist. But I think that my mother has been very happy with it. She's very receptive to me doing journalism. She likes it a lot. And my mother's wonderful. She would be cool with me doing anything.
Yeah.
But I think that even if she won't admit it, she's very, very happy that I want to pursue journalism. My father is very excited about it as well. He is not a journalist, but okay. He is a punker.
Awesome.
And there's nothing more punk than nonprofit journalism.
I love that. I'm really glad. We're going to have to record or make sure this show doesn't get lost in the ether. I'm going to record this one. That's a great quote. Thank you, Gus. It is sure. Punk rock. I could imagine the conversations kind of at the dinner table at your house, just with full of, you know, thoughtful people and then two journalists. I'm sure they're pretty fruitful.
Yeah. Yeah. We all got opinions about things. you know, we also read a lot. And I think that that's another reason why my family is very happy that I'm a journalist. Yeah. It's important to write things down, and I think that they like that my job is writing things down.
Well, I certainly like that, too, so I agree with that with them.
Thank you, Mr. Sandler.
I'm just so grateful to be able to work with a young, budding professional such as yourself. For our listeners, you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. This week, we are speaking with young Gus Richardson, who is going into his senior year, has been an intern with the Soper Sun for the last 2 years, has lots of articles that you could find online at SoperSun.com, and has also been a regular co-host here for Everything Under the Sun for about the last year. Mm-hmm. And we are talking, we have Gus as our guest today because he was recently accepted to the Boston University's Summer Journalism Academy, which is certainly a prestigious program, and we'll be traveling there at the end of this month for 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks to be in an intensive journalism course. So let's talk a little bit about that, Gus.
Okay.
How did you learn about the Summer Journalism Academy at Boston University?
I learned about the Summer Journalism Academy at Boston University, which is a very long name, from my wonderful counselor, Bo Takarabe.
Awesome.
She is very good about finding things I might be interested in, and I normally am not, but this one time she like really hit it out of the park. She found something that was perfect for me, and I pretty much began the movements to get applied for it as soon as she sent it to me.
Fantastic. And as I recall, you first learned about the opportunity pretty close to the application deadline. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I didn't learn about the opportunity close to the application deadline, but I did learn about the opportunity close to the financial aid deadline.
Okay, that's right.
And I needed that financial aid a lot. It was $6,500 to go.
Right.
and they were offering me up to $2,400 if I was applying, and there was no universe at that time in my mind where I was going to be able to raise $6,500. So if I wanted any chance of going to this thing, I needed to be accepted with financial aid.
Right.
So I actually worked some with the school itself because I was late. And they are like, okay, if you can finish everything tonight, we will let you apply for financial aid.
Right.
So I scrambled. I stayed up till like 10, which doesn't sound that late, but it is kind of late when you've been like working on paperwork for 4 hours.
Absolutely.
And you're a busy high school student who needs to wake up at 6 a.m. But we got it in on time, and I did receive said financial aid when I got accepted. So it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The way that my tutorial teacher, Eric Lamb, because I was very on the fence about it. So I was talking to him about it some, and he said, Gus, think about this. You're going to be making $2,400 in one day. Like that, this is going to be that's going to be your salary for the day. Are you really going to like pass up making $2,400 in 3 hours? And I was
right.
Like, no, Mr. Lamb.
And I want to talk about that, $2,400 that the school actually afforded you. That wasn't guaranteed.
Oh no, it was not guaranteed in the slightest.
And
it seemed like not very many people received said financial aid.
And it was also, I think, if I remember correctly, the higher end or not the
highest. Oh, it's the maximum end that they were willing to give out.
It's the maximum that you were eligible for.
Yes.
So, with your application must have been quite impressive.
It was okay.
That's your opinion.
It was pretty good.
That's your opinion. And we are all our own worst critic.
I received a wonderful letter of recommendation from James Steinler.
It was my honor, and it really wrote itself.
It was pretty good. I read it.
Was so impressed, of course, when I heard that you were accepted, but also mm-hmm. to learn that you received the maximum amount that could be afforded to you from the program at Boston University, because it really spoke to your application. And, as well as I know that I hyperlinked in that letter, but to the work that you've done with the Sopra Sun, recordings of you on this show, you were a shoo-in, and it's just really cool that they really did what they could to get you there. Mm-hmm. I have a couple more questions, and we are getting close to the end of our show, so we'll have to move through them. Tell us a little bit about the program and what you're expecting it to be like at Boston University.
Okay, so for those 3 weeks, I'm living on campus in the dorms with a roommate. It'll be a very, introductory college experience. There is little to no hand-holding going on. we have a curfew every night, and it's pretty late, and
nice.
they're feeding us
what
for
time
most
is
meals.
It? What
I think it's midnight.
Okay, cool.
And then on the weekends, it is 1 a.m.
Wow.
It is a little bit later.
That's cool.
Because I think that we're supposed to be like going out and getting dinner or something and having fun.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the weekdays when we're actually doing stuff, not the weekends,
mm-hmm.
That will be it'll be broken up into two segments each day. So before lunch, we'll have a classroom experience where we'll get lectured. All of the instructors there are working journalists from around the Boston area and around the U.S. in general, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think mostly Boston. And they will be instructing us in the time that is the morning in between lunch. So I guess that's called the morning. In the morning, about journalistic principles, ethics, What's the cool book?
Oh, the AP style book.
Yeah, the AP style book. I'm sure that we'll be looking a lot at the AP style book. What's your favorite edition of the AP style
the
book?
The most current one.
One day someone will have a different opinion on that.
Probably.
I'll be happy.
I'm sure there's,
actually, the 21st. The 21st edition is my favorite. And then we'll eat lunch, and then after lunch, we'll do something called newsroom, where we break up into little teams, and we get, real stories from around the area, which we can add to our resumes. So it'll be, a bunch of real journalistic experience, where we're broken up into little squads of, five journalists to go out and do some student journalism.
Cool.
Covering like human interest pieces, sports, stuff like that.
That's awesome. And that's not completely unfamiliar to you because that's somewhat of the...
It's almost exactly the Soper Sun experience.
But it's so cool that you'll be able to really dive into the academic part of journalism, you know, intensively for 3 weeks and be taught by some of the best journalists in the country. It's huge. And we're so proud of you. And I'm going to get to that because we only have a few more minutes. I do want to bring up just, it sounds like you are pretty close or have reached your fundraising goal. Can you tell us about how that's going and where the funds are coming from?
Okay. So I have reached the amount that I need to go.
Right.
Including my plane ticket, which they are not paying for. Okay. I still need like a little bit more money. But it's all extra right now.
Okay.
So I've hit the point that I need to,
so
to
you,
go.
Okay.
So that's with that $2,000 from Soper Sun and then with the $2,400 from the program, as well as I got $100 from the Buddy program I received. And then the rest is like extended family and my personal savings.
Okay, fantastic. So you had just mentioned the $2,000 scholarship from the Soper Sun. I just have to say that, you know, that is a new scholarship that the Sun would like to carry over each year, and that wouldn't be actually a thing if it weren't for you going in front of the board about a month ago and pitching the idea of going to this the Journalism Academy. At that point, you hadn't even been accepted yet.
I'm very surprised that you accepted it, especially like since it was the opposite of a done deal.
Right, because just the application hadn't gotten through, and so you hadn't gotten word from Boston University. We did. You knew that if you did get accepted, that there would be a financial hurdle. Could you talk about what it was like to pitch in front of the Soper Sun board?
I don't want to incriminate myself too much. It was slightly stressful.
Okay.
I had intentions like making a whole slideshow and doing all this work. I wrote some notes before. And that was like the beginning and end of it because I got home kind of late from what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And It was a short speech. It was not a good speech.
It was effective.
Okay. Well, you know, you never know what your own speech sounds like. It was not a prepared speech, let's say.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't want to incriminate myself too much here.
Well, you're an honest young man, and that's part of why we just, you know, we love you. If I could take it a little bit from here.
Sure.
We were all really impressed.
I'm glad.
And you presented what the program was about. And as you were quoted in the article, the board recognized the work that you've done. And you weren't expecting, because you and I had conversations, and you didn't know what to expect from the board, or if they'd be able to, offer any funds for you to pursue this amazing opportunity. And you went in there anyways, not knowing, and you asked for whatever that they'd be willing to offer. Mm-hmm. You said at one point, like, you would have been happy with $100 and that would have meant something.
I was actually like, I would be impressed if I got $100.
But they saw and know you, Gus, and are so proud of you, and I could say that comfortably on behalf of the board of the Soper Sun. And it's really neat because you have started this, and now every year the Soper Sun hopes to pass on a scholarship. And I know we've jokingly said it would be the Gus Richardson scholarship, but I think it would be a very fitting name. So Gus, we unfortunately only have less than a minute left. Is there anything you would like to add before I let you go?
I'm beyond excited to go to Boston. I'm beyond excited that me speaking up in front of the board means that some other little journalism boy may go to Boston or do whatever they want to do. It may be a little journalism girl. Hell, it may even be a little journalism individual.
They, yeah. Well, Gus, we are so grateful for you. We look forward to hearing about your experience at Boston University. And folks, go to SoperSun.com, search Gus's name, look at what he's been up to. We're so proud. Go forth, Gus.
Thank you, Mr. Steinman.